Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one song I remember from my past, I think I remember it more in the 80s when Motley Crue sang it, Smoking in the Boys' Room. I think Smoking in the Boys' Room was originally recorded in the 70s, and then Motley Crue made their version. I have to double check. I thought Motley Crue was the original, but it was Brownsville Station that originally did Smoking in the Boys' Room. And, Motley Crue was, I loved metal bands. I mean, yeah, I grew up in the 80s. And there's a meme that shows Motley Crue. And the meme is actually a little wrong because Motley Crue wasn't the one that necessarily made the, you know, was the original with the song. But there's a meme that's circulating saying, let me see if I could word this correctly, where they said, you know, thank God Motley Crue didn't make the song now because smoking in the boys' room would be vaping in the gender-neutral restroom. Vaping in the gender-neutral restroom? I don't even know how you can even sing that. And so gender-neutral restrooms I use. It's great because I have boys, you know, so when they were younger, if there was a family-friendly restroom, I used it. But you really don't see the smoking in the boys' room. You see now vaping and you see gender neutral bathrooms. That's how much we have changed in the past few decades. But vaping might be eventually a thing of the past, as Juul is ordered to pay $400 million in settlement for marketing its flavored vape devices to teenagers. This settlement covers 33 states and Puerto Rico. They will pay $440 million. They're still facing other lawsuits. 9 other lawsuits from other states, many personal suits brought against it for improper marketing. So Juul had to take most of the products off the shelves. The FDA had ordered that. Then there was a stay that was placed on that decision. But Connecticut Attorney General William Tong announced the deal Tuesday on behalf of the states plus Puerto Rico, which joined together the 2020 probe into Juul's early promotions and claims about the safety and benefits of its technology as a smoking alternative. Now, this company has gotten hit really hard, and I am very mixed on this. Okay, I have from the beginning not been a fan of the idea of nicotine cartridges, because when I was trying to get people off smoking, if they, you know, used patches and other nicotine devices or vapes, they weren't getting off the nicotine. Nicotine is the drug we're trying to get you off of. Now, if done correctly and done very well supervised, I suppose you could wean somebody down as you start to lower the nicotine level. But the majority of people who have been successful at quitting smoking were the ones that quit and said, I'm done. Saw a family member with lung cancer, got pneumonia, got COVID, couldn't breathe. I'm done. I had a family member who was in the ICU, was intubated with double pneumonia. That was the last day she stopped smoking, and she made it through. She lived. She doesn't smoke. So a lot of people, it really takes that life-changing, it takes the brain almost going through that shock to reset and not want that nicotine anymore. Now, that being said, if you're trying to quit and you say, Dr. Talia, I am quitting. I've been able to cut back. Rather than taking a whole pack of cigarettes every day, I'm able to cut back now to, you know, a vape or two a day. If you're getting off the tobacco, I'm supportive to a degree. But we've spoken for years now about how there's other crap in these things. The food flavorings don't necessarily, you know, need to be in your lungs. We don't even know what they do long-term to the lungs. The coil, the heavy metals, there's heavy metals that can be leaking from the heating coil. You're breathing in a vapor that we still haven't studied. And so I can't say vaping's safe. I've never been able to. So when all these vape products came out, I'm like, look, you know, if you really want to use that until you smoke, I can't necessarily endorse it, but all I could say is please, you know, do very short term. But if you are going to take your 20-year two-pack-a-day history and convert it to vape form, I just don't know how much healthier that's going to be. Because I still think there's risks. They're less risky than tobacco products, but there still could be risk, and we don't even comprehend the risk. On the flip side, though, what ends up happening in the courts is there's always a fall guy. And Juul is being really got hit hard for marketing to kids. Now, I don't want them to market to kids. I don't really know what the evidence showed. I think if they didn't market to kids, that is a huge problem. But I think kids would have gotten I think the flavorings could have led to that, but I think kids could have picked it up not because of the food coloring or the food flavoring. And so Juul might be taking the brunt of our teen vaping epidemic more harshly than they need to. And with that, other companies are going to be like, you know what? If they do later find out that these things could cause cancer themselves, or that there could be some very serious long-term effects, a lot of these e-cig companies could be saying, I don't want to get sued. So you might not really have much innovation or much more push for these products. And it really falls on, you know, should they have made it out there? Do they have a place? I believe they had a medical place. I believe they had a short-term medical place in the fight to stop smoking. But it went out of hand. People are using them for energy. They're using them to look cool. And now we have this mess on our hands. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. DRDALIAH.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in my practice, and I practiced for many years, and we see you guys calling in on the answer line. Jason will get on that. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I had my practice, patients would come in saying, don't give me any prescriptions, doc. I don't like prescriptions. I'm like, okay, I get it. All right, but what are we going to do about your high blood pressure? What are we going to do about your high cholesterol? Well, you know what? I got this covered because I'm taking supplements. And I'm like, well, what are these supplements? Oh, they're all natural. They're all natural. And I'm like, okay, so you don't want to take this one little pill of Lipitor, this one little pill, But instead, you want to take 5 or 6 of these supplements. Yep, that's what I want to do. Well, I had a problem with some of these supplements because I didn't know where the hell they came from. I didn't know who made them. I didn't know what could be contaminated in them. I don't know what oversight there was. And we're slowly finding that a lot of these supplements out there, some are great, but some of these supplements out there are really bad. And so we're going to be talking about in a little bit how our dietary supplement industry, it's still fast growing, it's still huge, but you need to kind of be careful with some of the things you're taking. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got David calling from California. Hi, David. How you doing?
Oh, howdy, doctor. Yeah, I'm glad. It sounds like you're just coming into my question anyway. You know, we're going through a pretty terrible heat wave out here. Yep. In California, and much of the rest of the state, the nation is mm-hmm. going through it in the last couple of weeks. If somebody's got high blood pressure and they're not supposed to do a lot of salt, how do they deal with that?
Well, you know, we can still, on a low salt diet, consume enough fluids to stay hydrated. And your salt, you know how the RDA, we don't want you more than 2,300 milligrams a day. If you have health issues, no more than 1,500 milligrams per day. A lot of our foods have salt. Salt is very natural in a lot of things we have. So we limiting it is actually limiting a lot of the non-vital salt that we're getting, the overload, the excess. And so, you know, if you are hydrating, I think many people in the heat wave, if they oversweat, we want them to get electrolytes. We aren't noticing necessarily a situation where a person's blood pressure is going to go crazy if we're trying to minimize heat illness, because the act of heat illness is enough to mess with the blood pressure. So I guess what I'm trying to say long-windedly is it is so much more important to make sure you hydrate and get yourself away from heat illness than microscopically counting the milligrams of salt if you're already on a low salt diet and you're trying to avoid excess salt.
Well, right, yeah, that's part of the deal. You know, it's funny, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but they had both Mahatma Gandhi as well as the ancient pharaohs were facing off against salt riots. That in the case of Gandhi, the British were basically trying to monopolize all of the salt in India, and that you couldn't go down to the ocean and dry out, you know, some salt water and make your own salt without having to pay tribute to some corporation, a British corporation. And so Gandhi had a famous salt march. But in ancient Egypt, the pharaoh was rationing salt so that, you know, he was forcing the slaves out into the hot sun and refusing to give them enough salt to be able to survive. And so people were dropping dead like crazy. And, you know, obviously if we've got, you know, people with heart problems and, you know, too much salt in the American diet, there's got to be a nice balance point. But the idea of, you know, learning that balance point in sudden, you know, in a sudden heat.
Tricky. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, salt, you know, was a commodity. Salt was a huge commodity. That's how people could season their foods. It was preserve their foods. Salt was something that was a, like how we look at tech, salt was huge tech to the food industries in ancient civilizations. And so salt was a huge commodity, and people would barter for it. You know, pretty, it was valuable. And, you know, sadly, as you said, you know, people got hurt as a result of the greed and the overuse of power when it came to it. But I think the heat wave, how hot is it? Like right now, I'm at about 104 degrees in southern Nevada. Where are you, David, in California, and how hot is it?
Well, I'm in San Francisco, and I think it's around 85, but in the Central Valley, they're looking at 115 today. And last year, if I remember right, the Central Valley, there were places down there, Bakersfield, Fresno, whatnot, they had a solid, I think it was 40 days, where it never got below 90, 98 degrees. So, you know, incredibly hot for an extended period of time. I think they may be lucky enough that this will break in, you know, later in the week, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I was saying, you know, the whole issue of heart problems and, you know, how do you measure it? Like you were saying in grains, how would that, or in grams, I guess you said, you know, how does the average person look at the side of a, you know, a nutrition, you know, a food product box and you know, is it an entire serving percentage of salt? You know, do you just sprinkle less on your, you know, on your whatever? How do you measure it out so that you're not doing yourself at risk?
Yeah, and so that's what people will do. They you know, if they are at that high a degree of heart risk where they have to count out the milligrams, their doctor's going to obviously, you know, maybe do blood tests on the hot days versus the non-hot days. But for the most part, we tell people to still stick to their salt regimen. But if they're losing fluids and they're losing salt with sweating, they replace it with their electrolytes, with their Gatorade or their Pedialyte, and they replace their fluids. But they don't add extra table salt if that's not something that the doctor wants for their regular health issues. So, I mean, some people might really have to mathematically play with it, but for the most part, nobody should, in the middle of a heat wave, on purpose, increase their salt intake without talking to a medical provider, because they're the ones that know their levels, they're the ones that know their medical issues. And we also tell people to avoid being in a situation where you are losing that much fluid. I get now, David, have you in San Francisco had to have your power restricted, or is that just Central California?
Well, it's recommended right now. So far in California, it's the biggest risk point is from, I think, 6 o'clock to 9 or 10 o'clock at night, because people are getting home and then turning on the air conditioner and watching TV and all this other stuff. So, you know, there's the risk point is there's a sudden need for it in the evening time. And so it's kind of based that way. But they're, in the Central Valley, they're not to be envied. In the long run, it's probably going to be smart for people to come up with adobe houses out there, something that stays cool in the, you know, in the hottest part of the day, instead of houses made out of, paper shingles and
wooden
walls.
I'm glad you called. Thank you again. We definitely appreciate your input. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another question we have is, what if you don't like water? What else can you drink? So to answer that question, that's a little difficult, because I know a lot of people don't like the taste of water. And I'm not going to tell you that you could go ahead and drink a diet soda or drink a beer or drink lemonade or sugar-free cranberry juice. To me, there is nothing healthier than water. So if you don't like the taste of water, rather than find a substitute, my suggestion would be learn to taste it better. Now, this is what I did. When I had a kidney stone, and I was told I had to drink more water, and I said I didn't like the taste, one thing I did is I added ice. The other thing I did is I added a straw. And so I would just kind of suck on the straw to get the fluid in me. But we don't like the taste of vegetables. Doesn't mean we don't eat them. We got to still eat them. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says just under 2.4 million passengers went through security at the nation's airports on Monday. That number was only surpassed by Friday when nearly 2.5 million people were screened. Liz Truss is addressing the United Kingdom after becoming Prime Minister. The speech comes after she went to Scotland to hold audience with Queen Elizabeth II. She did so after Boris Johnson officially tendered his resignation to the Queen. Russia is buying rockets and artillery from North Korea as its war in Ukraine goes on. That's according to multiple reports and comes as the United States and other nations around the world have aimed to squeeze Russia economically through harsh sanctions. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is now more than 6 months old. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
But guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Labor Day weekend was a little bumpy from a travel standpoint, but overall, most people got where they needed to go. I think there was about maybe 100 cancellations yesterday, but tons of other... Let me see if I have some of the numbers of some of the cancellations. Not sure, but... A lot of still delays, but with Labor Day weekend coming to a close, we have that the air travel surpassed pre-pandemic levels, which is a good sign. They say TSA airport screenings toppled 8.7 million over Labor Day weekend. It capped a very rocky summer, according to CNBC, for airlines and travelers. So now the airlines have to focus on fall travel and a even busier holiday season. We are anticipating that more people are going to be traveling this Christmas and New Year's because of all the years of staying away and people saying to hell with that. Grandma's not seeing the kids grow. We're going to enjoy our holidays this year. So seeing Labor Day, enthusiasm for travel, despite inflation and despite high airline costs, is promising. Now, it could also be a lot of people had miles, and they're like, you know what, we're going to use these up now. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm looking at flights right now, and I'm like, damn. I mean, it's expensive. It is. I don't know when they're going to come down soon. So me, I have to take a trip next year, but I'm trying not to travel for without a car for this next year or so. This was the first holiday weekend since the pandemic began that TSA screens topped 2019 tallies. This is a huge milestone. Airlines reduced their schedules this summer to help stop spiraling flight delays. They have been grappling with labor shortages, looming strikes, and airlines canceled 6.6% of the more than 90,000 flights they scheduled. 16% were delayed, according to FlightAware. That compares to 2.1% of U.S. carrier flights canceled between May 27th, which was Memorial Day. Oh, yeah, if you remember, that was a mess. 22% of flights were delayed then. So we still had delays, but not as bad. So the Transportation Department has launched a new dashboard that lists what passengers are entitled to if their flight is canceled or delayed. The dashboard, it's not the most exciting thing. They have some X's and check marks. So, for example, which of the carriers, and they look at Alaska, Allegiant, American, Delta, Frontier, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Southwest, Spirit, and United, which will rebook passenger on same airline at no additional cost if it's canceled? Well, they all have to by law, so all of them. Who will rebook on another airline at no additional cost? Not all of them will do it. Alaska won't rebook you on another airline. So, I mean, you have to wait for an Alaskan airline or not. Allegiant won't, Frontier won't, Southwest won't, Spirit won't, but the others would. Will you get a meal or meal cash voucher when canceled if you're going to have to wait more than 3 hours or more for a new flight? All of them will do it except Allegiant. See, Allegiant is the one. Is Allegiant the one where you have to pay, although I think all of them now are starting to do that, but Allegiant is the one where I think you buy your ticket and you think you get a better rate, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in a middle seat away from your kids, and your kids are all separated, and you're like, wait a second, they're minors, I got to be with them. Well, you got to pay extra. So then you have to pay extra for every kid to sit next to you. And then, this is when they were younger. And then if you have a carry-on bag, you have to pay. If you want water, you have to pay. I don't know if I'm exaggerating. I think that's what Allegiant is. So I don't see them giving you $300 for, you know, hotels, things like that. Actually they will. They will do hotel. Complimentary hotel accommodations for any passenger affected by an overnight cancellation. If a cancellation is done overnight, everybody will give you hotels, compensation, except Frontier. Complimentary ground transportation to and from hotel for any passenger affected by an overnight cancellation. All of them will do it except Frontier and Spirit. Now, what about commitments for controllable delays? So, to rebook a passenger on the same airline at no additional cost for a significant delay, they all will do it. For significant delays, to rebook a passenger on another airline, again, similar ones, not everyone's going to do it, some meal cash vouchers, etc., pretty much the same results. So a controllable flight cancellation or delay is essentially a delay or cancellation caused by the airline. Maintenance, crew problems, cabin cleaning, baggage loading, fueling. Whereas a uncontrollable is weather. And this terminology, I think, has been used where when you buy a ticket, if they're like, look, you know, if there's a storm, this is on you, that's not the airline's fault. So if it's an airline's fault, there's now this separate category. But I'm under the impression that there's now state law. I think it was signed during the pandemic that, look, if a flight is getting canceled by an airline, they have to pay you the money back or at least give you a voucher for another flight. So we'll see what happens. What airlines do not have to do is allow people to send you porn, right? They could stop the flight. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but a pilot, before the holiday, threatened to cancel takeoff because some idiot on a Southwest Airlines flight decided to send a naked photograph to everybody by AirDrop. The incident involved Apple's AirDrop file transfer service. What's weird about that is I'll sit there, I'll be in a meeting, and then all of a sudden some people will pop up. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope they don't get any of my, you know, my notes or my texts. I'm like, I don't know who these people are. So you can AirDrop, and you can see who's around you. That's why, by the way, if you're ever a spy, you might want to shut your iPhone off, because then somebody could see that you're there based on your iDrop, your Apple AirDrop, I mean. So anyway, so apparently now the big thing is to send nudie pictures to other people on the plane. Well, this pilot got mad. So he goes, so here's the deal. If this continues, no, it wasn't Biden on the plane. He said, so here's the deal. If this continues while we're on the ground, I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. Vacation's going to be ruined. That's what the pilot was heard saying in this TikTok video. So you folks, whatever that AirDrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures and let's get yourself to Cabo. Passenger Taylor Marsalis shot the video and told CNN that she and her friends had just boarded the plane when she and the people around her received notification of files being shared via AirDrop. They usually give you a signal, and you could accept or receive. The problem is I always seem to accidentally, like my son sent me something yesterday, and I guess when I touched it, I didn't accept it. So I think it happens too quickly, so you got to be careful. She declined the file, but two women accepted them and showed the photo. And it was a nude man that had AirDropped himself to everyone. Marsalis said she saw another woman got upset by the and reported what was happening to flight attendants. Flight attendant went to tell the pilots. The pilot was ticked. So the safety, Southwest Airlines said the safety, security, and well-being of customers and employees is the Southwest team's highest priority at all times. When made aware of a potential problem, our employees address issues to support the comfort of those traveling with us. Now, the reason why this is a story and the reason why I'm so mad is not because some idiot decided to send people naked pictures. You have people who are flat. You know, remember in the olden days, people would be wearing a trench coat, and then they would flash somebody, and the women would be like, oh, you know, I'd be giggling, but people would flash. Now, this is a way to flash by the AirDrop. But my problem is every time somebody does something stupid at an airline, it makes new rules. And I don't want the rule where these airlines are going to say, all right, we're collecting the phones. I mean, if they can't control people doing this stupid stuff, because there's people that they love the idea of messing with the flight. I mean, look at how some people, and I get a lot of people are frustrated with masks, but I thought people had no problem going, I'm not wearing a mask, and fine, we don't fly. They couldn't care less if the plane doesn't take off. There's some idiots out there like that. And so my worry is it might actually get to the point where they start to make new rules with our phones. And I like having my phone. I like playing my Candy Crush. I like, you know, the kids being able to text me if they have to before I take off. So, anyway, just be prepared. Don't accept anything from anybody you don't know, especially a naked photo. 1-877-DR-TALLY.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when Russia invaded Ukraine in February, we were talking about should the head be cut off the snake right away, or should we let's support Ukraine? Ukraine will prevent us from falling into World War III. Ukraine's doing a pretty good job. Let's help Ukraine. This way, our troops don't die. We stave off World War III. And it was a tough decision. And a lot of you guys were mixed. Do you cut the snake's head off right at the gate and not let this brew? Or do we see what Ukraine could do? Because it seemed to be the lesser of two evils at the time. No choice was easy. Well, here we are 7 months later, and we're just slowly seeing the unfolding of World War III. Now, some of you may say, no, no, it's fine. Ukraine's got this. They're making, you know, some great moves, and we haven't gotten into World War III yet, and I'm really amazed at what Ukraine's been able to do, and I'm amazed at the public support and the countries that have supported them. And I have believed that Ukraine can put up a damn good fight to the big, gigantic country of Russia. But I've also thought that Russia was going to tap in on his allies. And he was going to form some, not unions, but alliances. Well, we are being told that, you know, not only is he working with China, Iran, Syria, they're working with North Korea. We're being told that the Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of purchasing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea for its ongoing fight in Ukraine. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, said Tuesday that the information that we have is that Russia has specifically asked for ammunition. He said the U.S. has seen indications Russia approached North Korea, but said he had no other details, including whether money has changed hands or any shipment is in progress. It does demonstrate and is indicative of the situation that Russia finds itself in. Yeah, I think that's a good sign in that that means Russia's struggling. It's a bad sign in that there's going to be some promises. And I don't like seeing these alliances, especially in countries that can't stand America and can't stand the West. They say it's indicative of the situation that Russia finds itself in terms of its logistics and sustainment capabilities as it relates to Ukraine. We assess that things are not going well on that front for Russia. A U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity, and this is being reported by AP News, said on Monday that the fact that Russia is turning to the isolated state of North Korea demonstrates that the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages in Ukraine due in part to export controls and sanctions. Now, yes, it could look like that, and that's what I would see on the outset. The other is North Korea wants in. North Korea wants an invite to the party. North Korea is dying to get out of their isolation and get some fear, get some quan, get some media attention in terms of their military abilities. And so why I don't think this is going to be good at all is because, one, now you have another country that wants to get their butt into this. Number two is they're going to want to make sure that it is a effective, shall we say, and return on investment sort of attack with their weapons, because they want to show that, look, when Russia used our weapons, our intelligence, our military, they made advancements. And I, you know, this is going to be, it's amazing how, you know how you see Hollywood, people will take advantage of other promotions and other stories in order to propagate theirs. And it's this piggybacking. Now, China, I think, is still keeping a very healthy distance from Russia, because China's like, okay, we would have handled this differently, and we would have done this differently, and we're stronger than Russia. But if China does want to make moves, and they feel like they can't, yeah, they're gonna align with Russia. So where our axis and allies is going to be facing a in this day and age, a Russia, North Korea, China, Iran, and like I said, Syria's kind of been involved in a way. I think they helped send troops over. It's not going to be, I think, Russia just turning around with their head between their tail, or their tail between their legs, or whatever, however that saying is. Now, people have been wondering what's been going on with the Zaporizhia plant. In the first television interview since returning from his visit to the nuclear power plant in Ukraine, the International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi told CNN's chief international anchor Christine Amanpour that a, quote, very grave danger remains. He says that the situation continues to be very worrying. The shelling continues, so indeed we are still facing a very grave danger. When Amanpour asked if there was an imminent threat, including a possible nuclear meltdown, Grossi said he doubted that for now, but ongoing shelling did pose an ongoing threat nonetheless. He says the mere fact that there is a continuity of attacks and shelling, deliberate or not, wittingly or unwittingly, people are hitting a nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. So I must say that the danger continues. Amanpour asked Grossi if the IAEA was able to determine who was behind the shelling. And he said, I cannot make the determination. We do not have the means to do that. Because that's the thing. Is it a false flag or is it that Russia is, you know, just, is Russia just shooting it themselves to make it look like a Ukrainian incident? So again, Russia's purchasing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea. You see a picture of, in 2019, of Putin holding hands with Kim Jong-un. I am sure he is just itching to get involved. Russia has been looking to hamper Ukrainians' military use of the Western-supplied long-range precision artillery and rocket systems, including the high-mobility artillery rocket systems on the battlefield. With the HIMARS, H-I-M-A-R-S, Ukraine has been able to precisely target and hit Russian command posts. In fact, you know what? There was a guy that I think had his own bazooka, and I think he shot down a plane. I saw a video of that. A Ukraine older gentleman is still there fighting to the end. Ukraine said they were able to repel several Russian attacks in the Donetsk region. It's still going on. But units of the defense forces of Ukraine did hold their positions and prevent the enemy from advancing deeper into the territory of Ukraine. They said our military successfully repelled enemy attacks in the area of Dolna, Soledar, Novobok, Mukhlova, Koderna, Zlatsiv, Avdivilka, Marinka, and Lyubomirivka settlements in the Donetsk region. Now, Ukrainian forces are slowly starting to retake some of their villages near Kherson, so they're moving a little forward. But the Zaporizhia power plant, the UN nuclear watchdog saw military vehicles and equipment in the plant. Okay, that's not supposed to be around there. That we don't need, and again, they're using it as a shell. Just like we've seen individuals use schools, terrorists use schools as shields, these people are using a nuclear power plant as a shield. The European Commission, according to CNN, is unveiling a proposal to suspend EU's visa agreement with Russia. They're turning on the screws because of what's happening with the not only Ukraine, but also with the fuel. And that's slowly causing markets to panic in Europe as it pertains to fuel. So, excuse me, I hope this can go the other way, but it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets better. Pray that we get through this soon. It's going to be a little rough. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the meantime, it's still National Blood Donation Week. For those of you who can donate blood, please contact your local blood bank. And if you can't donate blood but you want to host a drive, please do that as well, or contact me at drdahlia.com, and I'll get you set up with who you need to see. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.